Next presenter is Verena Zerfert, and she is a PhD candidate in the Department of Geography. She recently was a co-author in a publication for Nature, and she's in her current research, she is looking at the challenge of global agriculture and how we can provide sufficient and accessible food at all times without destroying the environment, which has been a question this morning.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have to excuse my voice. I have a little bit of a cold, so let's hope this works. So I'm going to present you today the outcome of a policy brief that I wrote with the support of the McGill Institute of International Development, who did a cooperation with SIDA to promote, to fund graduate students in writing policy briefs about their research. And my policy brief was about organic agriculture, which is the topic of my PhD research, and its contribution to its potential contribution to sustainable agricultural development. So let's first have a look at the broad picture. Why are we interested in organic agriculture? Well, we know that today 2 out of 6 people in developing countries are undernourished. At the same time, we know that agriculture is one of the major contributors to many environmental problems. For example, climate change. Agriculture contributes about 30% to anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions. And on the as another example, agriculture is responsible for 70% of water withdrawals. So, so on the one hand, agriculture is an environmental problem, and on the other hand, it doesn't really achieve its goal because we still have so many undernourished people. And how does the prospect look into the future? Well, not very good, because we know that by 2050 we will probably have another 2 billion that need to be fed. And at the same time, these people will demand more meat. It's expected that meat demand will double by 2050. And this leads us to like a topic like that has been discussed a lot at this conference, that we need to somehow change the way we produce our food. We need to achieve more sustainable food systems and more sustainable food security. And global sustainable food security requires that we produce more food, that we produce this food at affordable prices, and in a way that provides livelihoods to farmers, and at the same time reduces the environmental impact of agriculture. So these are different challenges, and organic agriculture has been suggested as a way to address some, if not all, of these issues by being a more sustainable way of producing our food. And so I was interested in, is this true? Like, what is the contribution of, what is the potential contribution of organic agriculture to sustainable food security and sustainable food systems? And let's have a quick look what organic agriculture, where it's at the moment. So what is organic agriculture today? Well, it covers only very a little amount of our land. It covers only 0.9% of global agricultural land. More than one-third of this land is in developing countries, but more than three-quarters of producers, of organic farmers, are in developing countries. In 2010, the global market for organic food was $59 billion, and this market has grown by 300% since 2000. So the organic food market is expanding very rapidly. But at the same time, 96% of the organic sales are made in North America and Europe. So organic agriculture covers very little land. It's, there are a lot of farmers in developing countries that produce organically, but organic sales are mainly, organic consumption mainly occurs in developed countries. So this leads us, this shows us that if we want to look at food security in developing countries, we mainly need to look at farmers that produce organic food. So what does organic management actually mean for farmers? And there we come to yield. Yield is, on the one hand, an important variable for the farmer. If a farmer changes to organic agriculture, he or she is interested in what the yield consequences of this action will be. And on the other hand, yields are also important in our environmental in these environmental issues, because yield influences how much land we need, and the more land we need, the higher environmental impact we have on many variables like biodiversity and greenhouse gas emissions. So that's why, as part of my PhD project, we looked at the yields of organic and conventional agriculture, and we did a meta-analysis of studies that were published in the scientific literature, and we combined the data from all of these studies. In total, we had 316 data points, and we found out that overall the yield difference between organic and conventional agriculture is 25%. However, the yield difference varied a lot in comparable, what we termed the most comparable systems, where the conventional and the organic systems had similar amounts of nitrogen input and used similar crop rotations. There the yield difference was as high as 34%, while under other conditions, for example, under best management practices or under rain-fed conditions and with legume and perennial crops, the yield difference was only 5%. So the yield performance of organic agriculture really depends on context, but the yields tend to be lower. However, we have to take into account a caveat here, which is the distribution of the studies that we could include in our analysis. As you can see, most of the studies came from developed countries, from North America and Europe, and some from Australia. So we really could not include a lot of studies from developing countries, and we could not include a single study that compared organic agriculture with subsistence farming systems, because it is hypothesized that organic agriculture could increase yields in small-scale farming systems by providing a means of sustainably intensifying these systems. But unfortunately, we couldn't find a single study that met our selection criteria that that examined this question. So far, we know from developed countries, yields are typically lower than conventional agriculture, but we don't know how the yields of organic agriculture compared to small-scale subsistence farming systems in developing countries. Which, again, brings us back to the farmers and the impact of organic agriculture on farmer livelihoods. And there, as I said, the yields play an important role, because if we look at the problems and benefits that organic agriculture has on farmer livelihoods, this yield is an important factor influencing the profit of the farm. And some further problems are that farmers, organic farming systems typically need more labor, and in some cases this increased labor requirement can't be met by family resources, so farmers that convert to organic need to hire new labor. And also, farmers need to find certification, which costs something, which is difficult to get. Another problem of organic agriculture for farmers is that they are dependent on an international market. As I said, organic agriculture is mainly sold in developed countries, so organic farmers in developing countries need to export. Need to find a way to export their food. Regarding the benefits, there are of course a lot of benefits of organic agriculture for farmer livelihoods, which includes reduced costs due to reduced costs for buying inputs. They don't have to buy expensive fertilizers and pesticides anymore. Another big benefit is that organic farmers are often they are more organized in farmer cooperatives because they need these farmer cooperatives to access the international markets and to get certification. And this organization in the cooperatives brings additional benefits like easier access to health and credit services. Another important thing is that organic farming systems, they're more diverse, so they're more resilient against possible like changes. So if organic agriculture is something that might be beneficial for organic farmers, we need to ask ourselves, what is it that hinders the adoption of organic agriculture? And I have mentioned a couple of variables that are important here. On the one hand, it's increased labor requirements. On the other hand, it's availability of organic inputs. In a lot of areas, there is not a lot of organic fertilizers available because the organic fertilizers, like animal manure, are used for different purposes. Also, organic agriculture is a very knowledge-intensive farming system where the farmers, they have to learn a totally different farming practice that depends where the good performance depends a lot on good management practices. On the other hand, the problem is this, that there is limited domestic demand in developing countries, so organic farmers are often dependent on access to international markets and on certification. So where does this lead us? So if we look at these constraints, we can formulate some policy recommendations for what we need to do if we want organic agriculture to make a substantial contribution and to more sustainable food security. One is, I think, that is very important, is to concentrate policies on countries and regions where organic agriculture has the most potential. And these are regions where there is labor availability and where there is availability of organic inputs. A second issue is that we need to contribute to the capacity building of organic farmer cooperatives. These farmer cooperatives are often the key factor that bring the key benefits to organic farmers because they organize in these farming cooperatives and they provide them many services. I think an important thing that we can get from these statistics that we looked at in the beginning is that we need to develop domestic organic markets in developing countries because if organic agriculture is an export-based farming system, then that brings difficulties and to the farmer and it increases the dependence of these farmers on export markets and might make them more vulnerable. On the other hand, we need to promote the development and integration of organic markets, which is closely tied to number four, to the development of domestic organic markets in developing countries. And as I mentioned, certification is often an issue for organic farmers. It costs a lot. It requires following certain management methods, and it requires a lot of documentation of how they farm. So participatory guarantee systems, which are a way of certification that is based on farmers certifying each other and which is not dependent on an external certifier, might be an interesting way to address this problem. And last but not least, we need to support research on organic agriculture in developing countries because there's really very little that we know about organic agriculture in small-scale farming systems in developing countries. Thank you.